Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. This is Mary Blake, your host. And Ada Marie, the golden oracle, a born seer, was taught how precious time is by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. For over 40 years, Ada Marie has shared the gifts she received from spirit in private sessions and in public venues. She's available by phone between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, weekdays at 1-520-896-9510. And just for starters, have you ever wasted hours for an appointment wondering if there has been an accident or some other emergency only to be informed that the other person thought it would be okay to arrive just whenever they felt like it? If they don't respect your time, how can you respect them? Ada Marie says her spirit friends wonder why we waste time, kill time, or lose track of it when we don't even know how much we have. What do you think, Ada Marie?
Well, I just received a very, very wonderful response. In fact, when the show started, I was getting the last of it, and they said that if people do not respect you, they will not be on time. They will not call you to tell you they are late. They will just go about their business as if you're second nature and not necessarily that important. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, that makes good sense. It really makes good sense when you think about it. If you tell me that you have to call me by 4:30 so that we can be sure we're on the same page to do something, and I don't call you till 5:15, I have taken up 40 minutes of your time, 40 minutes of your valuable time of the day that you could have been doing something that was important to you or to people you know. And that is rude, and that is selfish, and that means that people really don't care whether their word is any good or not, that whether they even have a word that's worth listening to.
And absolutely. Well, you know, some people, many, many people don't respect their own time.
That's
you know,
true.
They just kind of bumble through the day and just kind of, you know, if they get there, fine. If they don't, fine. It's amazing.
Yeah, but it is amazing. When I go to bed at night, I'm laying there thinking of what time I'm going to get up and what I'm going to get done in the first hour, the second hour, the third hour, and to lunchtime. I do that. And everybody says, you get so much done. I said, because I plan to get so much done. I plan it. That's where I plan my day. And yes, a lot of times things stop. Like the other day, a lady come running in here. She drove in her car, and I was busy in the kitchen cooking, but she had fallen and cut her leg. And, of course, naturally, where did she come? She come to me, and I took a look at it, and I butterflied it together. And I put the bag balm and the Swedish bitters on it and, you know, used a butterfly type of thing on it to hold it together, wrapped her leg up and sent her home. Then I finished what I was cooking, burned some of it, but the rest of it was okay. So that was okay.
Sure.
This
is also important because there are times when you set aside your own schedule because someone really needs you, and that's a beautiful thing.
You can't turn them away.
That.
I don't turn people away because I know that if it was me and I'm up in this very remote area and I really needed help, I would be ecstatically happy that someone would help me and not turn me away. Anyway, it took about 30 minutes to get everything wrapped up tight and, you know, pinned it all together. And she came in here today and she had taken the bandage off and you couldn't even hardly see the scar. So that was good because it was deep, and I just filled it full of bag balm and, you know, bitters, and it's going to heal fine. She's not even going to have a scar.
That's
so 3
great.
Days, and I told her that. She had to keep the bandage on for 3 days, and she did. But it was interesting because you have to take your time out to do that. But in the kitchen cooking, I don't remember now what I had in the oven, but whatever it wasn't edible. It didn't make any difference. I fixed something different.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Well, there are times when you drop everything, and because, well, after all, we've made a commitment to the universe and to spirit that we're here. We know we're here for healing, and that's it, you know.
Well, we're also here to help each other. The commitment is that we are a group of people, and everybody has talent, and everybody has abilities, and everybody can take a few minutes to help someone else because you don't know when you're going to need help, do you? Do you know that?
Oh,
no.
That's for sure.
But when you do,
there are times, you know, when you just have to let your schedule go and take care of an emergency. It's simple.
Right. Right. And a lot of people do that. In growing up on a farm, the neighbors would help each other. And if the neighbor lived 10 miles away because there weren't phones in those days, they hung a white sheet up on a pole. And that told everybody that could see that sheet that these people needed help. So there may be 3 or 4 riders on their way to that place at the same time because they all saw the sheet hanging out there. You know, that was the way that people communicated. And I said, you know, I don't think people really realize that the people on the prairie out there in those acres and acres of badlands and prairie, well, how did they get along? How did they help each other? Well, they had certain things they did, like hanging the white sheet on the pole up high, or going to a tree and from the tree waving a flag, a white pillowcase or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
where they were. And people managed to do just fine. In fact, they did better than they do today when they go in a doctor's office and sit for 4 hours and come out no better off than they walked in.
I know. Last time I went to an emergency room, I was there for 8 hours. They lost me.
Yeah, you know. So why didn't you go to the neighbor later and have her fix it? I think it's funny. But it's what's happening. It just is. And today, people don't stop to take care of themselves to begin with. If you hurt yourself and it's not deep, you can clean it up with alcohol or something and wrap it up and take care of it yourself. Put some salve on it, wrap it up, go to bed, get up the next morning, it'll be halfway healed. It's simple. It's always been that way from the beginning of time. So why doesn't it work now? Because people want attention, and that's how they get attention.
Well, some people, I mean, we're just not... Most people today are not taught that they have their power.
That's the personal power. Yeah.
The personal power and the confidence that we had, and it was sometimes desperation. It was sometimes there was nobody else there to do it. So you you know, God help me, and here I go.
Help yourself with His help.
That's right.
Yeah.
But then, let's get back to respect.
Let's do that because I think that that's the most miserable experience that anybody can have if they have friends and they cannot trust their friends to keep their word. If somebody calls and says, I'm going to be there in 15 minutes, and they're not even dressed, they're wrong. So why don't they say, I have to do a few things and it'll take me longer. Then you have time to do other things while you're waiting.
Absolutely.
I mean,
so
it isn't right.
You
I mean,
know,
it's
thing that we used to have a saying, my word is my bond.
Right, right. If I give you my word, I'm going to keep it. And believe me, if I give you my word, I will keep
sometimes.
It.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's the kind of self-respect that that when you work with spirit, you pretty
when you work
well,
with spirit and you agree to spirit that such and such a time you're going to be there, you better be there. Yeah. You just drop everything. Just
absolutely.
You're going to be there because they're there waiting and they don't wait long.
And,
you know,
people know when you respect them.
Right. They
and
do
some,
know.
Sometimes you can teach respect by literally, working, by modeling it, by being here. Of course I'm here. I told you I would be.
Right.
And I respect you, and I want to be here for you.
Well, what I say to people, if I tell you that I'm here, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to wait
right.
until, you know, the end of the day, if necessary, if you don't call mm-hmm. me and tell me that you're not coming. I mean, they could do that, too.
Several years back, I had a woman who made an appointment for 2 o'clock. And I waited for her, and she showed up at 8 o'clock. And I wouldn't let her in. I said, "You can, if you don't respect me to the point where you're keeping me hot," and she was driving from another state, you know, which would take her maybe an hour, you know. And but so because I knew she was driving, I had to wait here for her 6 hours waiting. And I just told her, I said, I cannot work with somebody who doesn't respect themselves or me.
Right.
I had a lot of things to do that I couldn't do because I was waiting for her.
Right. Amen.
So there you go. You know.
It's true. Yeah, there's so many things you put off because you're waiting and there's no phone call saying, "Sorry, but I'm going to be 20 minutes or a half hour late." They could do that. I mean, we have that power today to pick up a phone and call. I mean, we have the power to do that. That's something we didn't
everybody
have
50 has
years
cell
ago.
Phones. They can call you from their car, you know. They can say there was an accident, we're delayed, you know, so I'm not quite sure when I can get there, but I'm on my way, you know.
Right.
So
at least the
anyway.
Other person could do things that they needed to do in the meantime.
Absolutely.
See, that's the thing. You hold people up from accomplishing the things they have to get done. And that's not good.
That's right.
But I want people to think about it. I'm going to tell you how they need to think. They need to think, what if I am waiting for someone and they don't have the courtesy to call me up and tell me they're going to be late?
Right. So there are some people who seem to feel that when you're being spiritual, the body, the normal, the mundane things don't count because you're so spiritual. But, you know, if these things were not important, why would an immortal spirit bother to lock themselves into this body and be here on this earth plane for X number of years?
I can't imagine.
Right?
Spirit has nothing to do with you and how you make appointments. What it has to do with is your word. If your word is not good, then you are the problem, not the spirit, because the spirit can't move the body. The spirit can't take you by the ear and get you in the car and get you to the appointment, can it?
That's true. That's absolutely true.
Right.
So we have a bunch of people today who are anxious to ask questions for you. Are you ready to take some questions?
I am.
Good. Okay. Let's see. Here we go. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
And is this Shay? Did you say your name was Shay?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay, you have
Shay.
A question
for
Ada Marie?
I'm here.
Do.
We're together.
Hi, Ada.
She and I are together.
Okay, great. Yes. My question this evening, Ada, is what spirits in you could tell me of my son's father, Chad, any clarity there?
You want me to tell you what?
Some clarity of our overall situation. If they saw it improving or going on.
Who are we talking about? That's where I didn't get that.
Oh, she's talking about her son's father.
Yes, my ex. Mm-hmm. If you saw the situation overall improving romantically or for him and the child or... God forbid.
Now, are you talking about the relationship or he's ill?
The relationship.
No, the relationship.
Yes.
Well, the father is not exactly easy to be a friend with. Yeah, I think he's kind of difficult to communicate with.
His name
is
Chad,
correctly.
If that helps you. Yes, at times, you're, he can be.
Yeah, so the boy is confused, or the girl
is
confused.
He's only a baby, he's 14 months old, so I'm the one that's confused, but in a blink of an eye, the child will be as well. So I don't know if it's I'm beating a dead horse or to continue having patience and trying to go forward.
Well, if this is a 14-month-old baby who is still needing all kind of assistance to grow and learn and talk and walk.
No, it's the father she's concerned about, the baby's father. She wants to know if she should continue trying to work it out with him or move on, I think is what you're asking. Is that right, Shay?
Yes.
Good.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Perfect.
We got through.
Well, it was hard to understand what she was saying, but if the relationship is hard on the baby and it's not doing you any good, what are you doing in it?
And that leaves me here speaking with you ladies today improving or not.
It, mm-hmm. It doesn't look like it's improving. It looks like he's set in his way. If I'm wrong, correct me.
I guess a little too early to say. We saw him just recently for the first time for several months, to be honest with you.
I see.
So I don't know. He's back into the remote area where we live, but I don't know if that's going to be permanent or if he's going to be leaving the area again.
It looks like he's leaving.
Yeah, he's about an hour away from me, and he just came there last week. And, again, it's kind of less forces of nature situation he got himself into, so he wouldn't be leaving again physically the area by his choice.
Right.
If that helps you.
I understand what you're saying. So I would make the relationship as peaceful as possible in the meantime.
So I'm sorry, Ada, but you said you see he's leaving?
He is leaving, yeah.
Okay, and then that means as far as the area again, right?
Right.
Okay. And now, do you see a time frame for that? And again,
within the next 60 days.
he'll be leaving. No, I'm sorry, I meant a time frame as far as him being out of the area again.
He'll move out of the area within 60 days, yes.
And then how long will he be out of the area?
I have no idea. It depends basically upon what he does.
Okay.
I can't answer that question.
Okay. And so, all right, so then you said up to 60 days that he will be leaving again.
Right.
Does he know this, or will he, or does he not know this yet? And
I'm not sure, but I think he's worrying about it.
Okay. The reason I ask is he didn't make it that way out to me, but a different reader brought it to my attention as far as him leaving as early as next
mm-hmm.
week, to be honest with you. They told me 7 days.
Yeah, well, he might not leave in 7 days, but he might leave in 7 weeks. It's someplace in that time zone.
Okay.
It depends.
All right.
I think it depends on the circumstances he's in right now.
Okay. I know he's currently trying to find his own, a residence.
Yes.
As much, so I don't know if he's going to be able to find one successfully or not. So that's why I was just confused at first with the other reader if he,
It'll depend upon how he goes about it, I think.
Okay. Will we hear from him or see him soon?
I would think so, yes.
We need to limit these to at least one question because other people are falling off because they are impatient to wait.
Right.
Okay.
Sure.
From my viewpoint, it doesn't appear that he's all that serious about being a father. I'm sorry.
He isn't serious at all about being a father.
Okay.
Again, let's
go on to our next question. Okay.
Thank you, Ada, for your time, and I appreciate anything from spirit, but not personal opinion. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Go ahead.
Okay. Hello.
Now, one question.
Hi.
Each person can only have one
Hi.
Question.
Hello.
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yes. What's your name?
Hi. My name is Tamika.
Hi, Tamika.
Tamika.
Do you
yeah.
have a question?
Yes. I just wanted to know what you pick up between me and someone named Nick.
You want to know about someone named Mark?
No, Nick. I wanted to know what you pick up between me and someone named Nick.
Nick. Okay.
Okay. I'm not picking up anything, really. It doesn't seem to be anything unusual to pick up. Seems like you're friends. And probably will be friends for a long time.
Well, I haven't heard from him in a few years. And I was just wondering about him and if I would ever hear from him again and what's going on with him. And
I don't know what's going on with him, and I'd take too long to find out. But you are on a friendly basis with him wherever he is. He thinks of you in a friendly way. I mean, he's probably working somewhere and got a whole bunch of new stuff going on.
Okay.
Pardon?
Okay.
Okay.
Were you hoping for more?
Well,
there isn't much more that I can tell her, except that wherever he is working and he is healthy, and he thinks of her in a friendly way.
Very good.
Whatever that means. I mean, are they Have they been in a relationship? I don't know those things. I'm not seeing those things. But I am seeing some. Pardon?
Yeah, we were in a relationship. We were in love.
So we'll just have to, you know, I'm just seeing that he has no grievances with her at all.
Do you know if I'll hear from him again?
Pardon?
Do you know if I will hear from him again?
Yes, you will.
Do you know when?
I don't know. I don't get time and date. It's rare when that happens.
My spirit guide always says, I can't predict the future because you haven't made it happen yet.
Right. That's very true, too.
Many people don't understand that this is not all charted out in black and white, and this has to happen at a certain time. So
it's true. There is no it isn't cut and dried. Nothing is cut and dried. It's like being on the road on the way home from work and you run into an accident and you sit on the road for 5 hours. You didn't plan to do that, did you? No, you didn't. But inconvenienced you are sitting waiting to get the accident off the road. It's the same way with life. You can't. I could tell somebody that they were going to get married in 2 years and 5 months and be ridiculous. I mean, that's just not sensible because it probably wouldn't happen. It would probably never happen or happen in 5 days or 2 months. You know, these are things that are unpredictable unless they're in your auric field. And if they're not there, you cannot answer to them. So most people ask about relationship questions when in their heart they already have that answer and they don't pay attention to what they feel inside of them. And that's a big mistake with many people in the world. If they listen to the voice inside very carefully, they would know. They wouldn't need to have somebody agree or tell them or make them believe something. What they know inside would be enough for them to know. Does that make sense?
Yes, and many times we can listen to other people who are well-meaning, but they throw us off track.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So when people ask me, I say, and you did what?
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
They're the one that
because
threw the monkey wrench in it.
Our thoughts and our ideas and our actions influence our own future as it's constantly being created and recreated and
right.
When you learn something or you become a better person, your future improves. Simple.
Right. Everything with it improves.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people, you know, a lot of people don't realize that they are their own mistake because they can't accept the fact that people like them or people are willing to help them if they'll help themselves. If they won't help themselves, then nobody can help them. No matter what you do for them, they're going to screw it up one way or another.
So trust yourself, trust your feelings.
Trust your feelings. And mm-hmm. if for some reason those feelings don't go along with what you want to feel, be aware that you are being warned that this is not something you should be involved in. I mean,
that's a very important thing to realize. Mhm.
It is.
You know, the wishful thinking doesn't make for a comfortable future.
doesn't make a future at all, because the future will turn totally around.
Yeah.
So, wishful thinking.
But
as for
Nick, you see, what you see is good feelings. That's the main thing you're feeling here. That he thinks very fondly of her. Is that right?
Right. He does think fondly of her, and that is a good feeling. And she should just honor that and know that that good feeling is something she could carry with her to her grave, actually, if she doesn't get to see him again. Back in World War II, you know, we sent a lot of our brothers and loved ones to war. And always was the answer was, I'll be thinking of you, and I will hold you steadily in my thoughts. And for many of us, we lost, well, in our case, we lost seven of our family. And still in my thoughts today, when I think of one of them, as if they were right here. The joy, always the joy, the good. The feeling is joyful because we all knew that life has changes and some of them might not come back. And they didn't.
Yeah.
But they didn't go away because we still have them in our heart. You see?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And they stay in your heart. And I'm sure you have people in your heart that you have kept over the years that just passed away unexpected. And you couldn't get there to see them, but you held them and you keep them. They're joyful thoughts. So,
does it help you at all? Hello?
Is somebody there?
Hello?
Yes, there you are. Does that help you a bit?
I'm just still kind of confused. I mean, I just don't know if I'll hear from him again, but I understand what you guys are saying. Okay.
We're talking about losing a loved one. And a lot of times, you know, it happens.
Or even just being separated temporarily
from a loved one. And holding that person's in your heart, the energy of that person, the light of that person, the kindness of that person, holding it in your heart and knowing that love that you send, they're receiving, and the love they're sending to you, you're receiving. It's a two-way street. If you're sending out something positive and wonderful, you're going to get something back that's positive and wonderful. That's the honor of life. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Can you understand that?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, good.
Good. And, you know, the more you love, the more you practice loving feelings, the better you get at it.
Yeah.
It's really like anything else. When you have a loving heart and you feel love for someone, it might not wind up the way you were hoping it, but you had that beautiful feeling and you expanded your ability to love. And
right.
That's the important thing here.
Sometimes
when you can love without expecting a certain outcome.
You know, if you can love, if you can look at a little child standing by someplace or by its mother or whatever, and it's quiet, it's sweet, it's wonderful, and its energy pattern is very, very nice, that is love. That smile that you give that child is love, and that smile that the child gives you back is love. And it can be a total stranger, but it is divine love. Divine love surrounds the universe. It makes the planets stay in orbit. I mean, love is a power that runs the universe. So if you can learn to overlook and get away from things that are not healthy for you and stay away from them, don't try to change anybody because, honey, nobody is going to change. Nobody is going to change. They're going to be who they are when you meet them. And the more you find out that you don't like, move away. Go to another area. Get out of their way. Just go on with a happy heart and stay with people who are loving and kind and insightful, giving and healing and helping. That's what you want to do. You want to be that kind of a person. And if you want to be that kind of a person, you will meet those kind of people. They will show up in your life. Believe me, they do.
Yes, you draw to your, you draw mm-hmm. to you.
Yeah,
what
they
you
are
think,
drawn to you.
What you're feeling. They are pulled into you because you're a loving being.
Right. Right. That is so true. And I've had people say to me, well, how can you be so forgiving? How can you be so forgiving? I said, there's nothing wrong with forgiving. You saw something, you were saved from being a part of it, and it was wonderful that you were not caught up in that condition. You are saved from the worst of it. Of course I can be loving because I'm not going to be a part of it. I'm not going to say anything against them because that's what they chose, but I didn't choose it, and I walked away. And I believe me, I can walk fast. No, thank you.
when you were a child and your grandmother, the seers were teaching you, how did they help you to understand to grow into the person and with that you are?
Well, if of course you know. A lot of all families are raised different. Some kids are taught to go and steal or do whatever they want, and that's okay. But if you're raised in a family where, okay, if you steal something from somebody, even if it's a pin, a little pin, safety pin, you will lose 7 times 7 if you didn't ask for it and get permission to take it. If you have stole something, you will lose something in your life 7 times the amount of what you took. Now, that's universal law, and that's a law that is handed down through many, many families throughout the universe, throughout the years. And some people wouldn't even take a drink of water without asking, and I think that's a little bit much, but, you know, you have to have some common sense, but I do know that if people take something, and I'll say to them, rue the day you did that, you better leave it alone. You'll rue the day you did that. And sure enough, down the road, number of years, pay the price. But
so your grandmothers were very, very, very strict with you, I gather. That they didn't
they
let you get away with
anything. There was 16 of us kids in two families. There was 16 of us, and we told the line. We didn't. It just was not heard of.
Mm-hmm.
We were not going to be a family that was. People said, "Well, don't let them near you because they'll take something. They got sticky fingers. Sticky fingers."
Oh my!
And
the same thing is it true with. With other things too, with which are non-material things.
Right, right.
So, mm-hmm.
And so, just remember that whatever you do in your life, if it is incorrect, you will have to come and answer for it someday. May not be now or 10 years from now, but it might be when you're 90 and you're not ready to answer for it, but there it is staring you in the face. What are you going to do? And believe
okay.
me, I've seen that happen to people.
Uh-huh.
So
you were brought up to respect not only people's property, but their feelings and their other needs too, I gather, you know.
Well, yeah, because if somebody called me up and they were going to be here at 1 o'clock, right? Well, they still haven't showed up today. They're still not here. That's okay, because I know that when they call me again and tell me they're coming, I'm not going to pay any attention, because they're probably not going to come.
Okay, so they really have no self-respect, do they?
No, they not only don't have any self-respect, they don't have an organized life, because if their life was organized and they said they were going to do something, they would be able to do it.
Of course.
Yeah.
That you learn and you just adjust yourself accordingly, right?
Right. And I try to be, according to my raising, I try to be 15 minutes early for any appointment that I have. I add the time from the driving that I'm at least 15 minutes early. Now, listen, if it looks like it might be crowded, I leave earlier yet so I can possibly get there before I'm supposed to be there.
Well, that's good. That's good advice, and I gather that Spirit approves.
Well, they must approve, because I'm very healthy and I sleep well, and I don't have any problems with people. They know when I tell them I'm going to be there, I'll be there, even if I'm a half hour late.
We have a couple more people who want to ask questions.
Well, let's answer them.
One second here. Let's see. Okay. Hello?
Hi.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Angela from Florida.
Okay. You have a question for Rita Marie?
Yes. I was just wondering if she had any messages for me.
What?
She's listening.
Any messages? Oh, okay.
Oh,
all
do
right.
You have any messages? And what is your name again?
Angela.
Andrea, okay.
Angela.
Angela,
like Angela.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
I don't have any messages, no.
No? Okay.
I'm not receiving any.
No? Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, I appreciate it.
There's very heavy music. Okay. Let me see. We have another one question. If you don't get a message, you don't get it, right?
Right. I can't.
Okay. Okay. Hello.
Hi, Rita Marie.
With?
Hi.
And what's your name?
You're speaking with Lisa.
Lisa?
Yes.
Okay.
And you have a question?
Yes, I have a question. So I'm going back to school in September for 1 year to do a master's degree. Ask her if she sees me I don't want to get into any romantic relationship. I want to keep things light and airy. Ask her, does she see me meeting my significant one in 2018 or 2019?
I see you doing well in your schooling. I don't see any special person in your life right at that time.
Oh, okay. You think I'll meet someone special in maybe by September of 2019?
You could, yeah.
Oh, so he's not coming along right now.
Pardon?
I said he will not be coming along anytime soon.
No, not real soon.
Oh, all right. I mean, that's fine.
looks like you're very serious about your studies, and that might interfere a little bit, because sometimes a guy can take too much of your time.
Well, it doesn't appear that you're ready yet to take on that much responsibility of another relationship when you're working so hard and you're an A student.
You're so right. You know what? I'm intuitive, and I did see myself getting A's. I did see love coming in maybe towards the end of the study, so that's fine with me.
Okay, that's about right. So in the meantime, you just keep doing what you're doing. You're going to do very well.
Awesome. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Very good.
A dedicated girl.
We are moving right along. I'm just wondering if you have anything else that you would like to say.
Oh, I could say a lot, but what would you like to
you
hear
could
about?
A lot. Okay.
Do you have a question?
Not I. I think that we are just about out of people with questions at this point. So I thought perhaps you might like, if there was something that you want to say to.
I could share different things if you had an idea of something you'd like to hear. I realize that it's very, very difficult. Hello?
It's difficult to what?
I started to say it is difficult to just pop something off the top of your head, but earlier today I was working with someone, and they asked me sometime if I was on the air if I would talk about appreciation. And I said, well, I could try. As far as appreciation goes, as I see appreciation, you have to be appreciative for everything around you and all the people that you work with so that you can have a good, happy, peaceful relationship with yourself and with the world at large. It has to be something that you can live with and be happy with. It doesn't do any good to go home every day and say you hate your job, because all you're doing to yourself is making yourself sick, and you will come down with some kind of a disease. Whatever it is, usually it's cancer, but cancer is caused by hatred, and you see a lot of it around, as you know. So what I'm going to tell you is, make peace with yourself. If you're working in a situation that is difficult for you, sit down with yourself and make peace with yourself and look at the whole situation to see what have you learned from it, how has it interfered with anything you're doing in your life, and how is it that it affects you as an individual, making you feel less of a person or stronger. And then start working on those little things that you can turn around and change and make it come out positive, right? Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Do you know, I've worked in many different jobs in my life, and some of them I absolutely hated.
Right.
But I found years later that someone would have a need or a question or something, and I somehow could draw upon something I had learned from that job I hated to help them.
The most. You learned a lot.
It was
right?
Amazing. And you think that you're going through something for nothing, but you're not really. Which, you know, what I would like to say, I'd like to brag a little bit about Ada Marie. You know, she has a healing retreat, and it's near Tucson, Arizona, and she offers intensive one-on-one health spas.
For 3 days only. They can only come for 3 days. And it is very intensive, and it is wonderful. And everybody that has left one of my retreats, their whole entire life has changed. Just a week ago, I got a card with $100 in it telling me that if they had $1 million, they would have sent it, because they not only spent the 3 days, they went home and they talked to their sisters, and their sisters took the book and started working with it. So she trained her three sisters with what I trained her with, and they're all successfully working. And she sent this note, and then she called me at 11 o'clock at night, but I answered the phone. I thought it was an emergency. She said, "I'm so sorry, Ada, but I just can't sing your praises enough." And I said, "Well, let's do it in the morning." And she said, "Okay."
I understand.
And then she called.
I'd like to give your telephone number again. It's 1-520-896-9510.
Right.
And I know you do a lot of your work over the phone.
I do a lot of it. Many mm-hmm. corporations, the heads of those corporations, have been in my 3-day retreat. And they call, and beside them, there's people who call, doctors, nurses, people who don't work, people who are retired. And, yes, mm-hmm. I'm on this phone a lot. I actually have 3 telephones. So when I'm doing a show like this, I have to either mm-hmm. turn them off, or I go to another place where there is no phone, which is only one place in this house that doesn't have a phone. That's my bedroom.
Okay. Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah,
so,
but if they come for a retreat, they have a mm-hmm. little. We have a little. I have a guest house, and it's a 2-bedroom because a lot of people that come here are in wheelchairs and they have to have a caretaker. And when they leave here, I make them take the wheelchair with them because they don't need it anymore. But I collected too many of those damn things. So now when somebody leaves, they have to take their wheelchair with them. That's a must.
There you go.
So,
okay. Yeah.
So anyway.
Well, this is a wonderful testament to your work. And
the wonderful thing I thought was a girl who trained her 3 sisters. I thought that was miraculous. I mean,
And the more when you teach something to someone else, you know what happens. You learn
you
it more deeply yourself.
Right, you're getting it yourself. You're really
absolutely.
You're really living it, and you're working it, and it's making it happen. So that was my big joy this last 2 days. I've been walking around like a peacock, so happy.
I can just imagine. Just imagine.
Yeah,
sure.
Because they were actually sharing what I had given them. And I said, you know, you can share it with everybody. This is universal. It's in the universe if people just knew how to pick it out. And they don't.
Exactly.
So share it with somebody. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, she did. And it just, I mean, I feel... I feel wonderful about it. It's wonderful.
Well,
so,
it certainly is. And
I'd like to have in the summertime. I have 3 acres. I would like to set something up so people. I could take one weekend in the year, like in May or June or something, or August,
mm-hmm.
and send out a card to everybody and have all the people who wish to come together and talk and share, stay here for, come for a weekend. They could come in on Friday, and Friday night we'd have dinner and then talk, and then Saturday, and then they could leave on Sunday afternoon. Wouldn't that be fun?
It sure would.
Yeah.
So you would have your, this is an open invitation for people,
yeah,
to think about it and planning to,
right,
doing that next summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is, and it is an open invitation. And people who might be interested, if they send me a card that they're interested, they'll get an invitation. I'm going to charge $500 a person for the weekend. It includes their food, but not the lodging, because I don't have enough lodging. But all the food and all the paperwork and all the books are going to go in that fee. So they will have, they'll be able to take home a lot of stuff so they can keep going forward.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Well, we are just about at the very end of the hour. So,
well, I really want to thank those, I want to thank those people who have called in and have shared and have been joyful about the fact that they asked for material and I sent material. And I want to thank them, and I want to thank them publicly, because they are really working to help other people, because I'm only one person. But if that lady works and helps the people around her and some other lady starts doing that, pretty soon everybody will be helping each other.
Yes, and when you plant a seed,
mm-hmm,
and you're never going to know where that seed is going to fly off to and what it's going to produce.
But isn't it wonderful?
Spiritual level. Yeah, it is. It's marvelous.
I mean, it made me feel so good, you know, that these,
absolutely,
people really want to change. They want to improve. And
mm-hmm,
it just is a good feeling. I mean, I feel like I have new friends.
Absolutely, that you haven't met yet, yes.
So I guess we have to say love and light, and have a wonderful week, and we'll talk again. Okay?
And we'll see you next week.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love and light.